Yet when a piece of iron is cooled below 770 degrees centigrade, it spontaneously develops a magnetic field pointing in some specific direction, breaking the symmetry among different directions. A race of little beings who are born and live their whole lives inside a permanent magnet would take a long time to realize that the laws of nature actually possess a symmetry regarding the different directions in space, and that there seems to be a preferred direction in their environment only because the spins of the iron atoms have spontaneously lined up in the same direction, producing a magnetic field. We, like the beings in the magnet, have recently discovered a symmetry that happens to be broken in our universe. It is the symmetry relating the weak and electromagnetic forces, whose breakdown is shown, for instance, by the dissimilarities between the massless photon and the very heavy W and Z particles. One great difference between the symmetry breakdown in the Standard Model and in a magnet is that the origin of magnetization is well understood. It occurs because of known electromagnetic forces between neighboring iron atoms that tend to make their spins line up parallel to each other. The Standard Model is more of a mystery. None of the known forces of the Standard Model is strong enough to be responsible for the observed breaking of the symmetry between the weak and electromagnetic forces. The most important thing that we still do not know about the Standard Model is just what causes the breaking of the electroweak symmetry. In the original version of the standard theory of weak and electromagnetic forces, the breakdown of the symmetry between these forces was attributed to a new field that was introduced into the theory for just this purpose. This field was supposed to turn on spontaneously, like the magnetic field in a permanent magnet, pointing in some definite direction. Not a direction in ordinary space, but rather a direction on the imaginary little dials that distinguish electrons from neutrinos, photons from W and Z particles, and so on. The value of the field that breaks the symmetry is commonly called its vacuum value, because the field takes this value in the vacuum, far from the influence of any particles. After a quarter century, we still do not know whether this simple picture of symmetry breaking is correct, but it remains the most plausible possibility. This is not the first time that physicists have proposed the existence of a new field or particle in order to satisfy some theoretical requirement. Physicists in the early 1930s were worried about an apparent violation of the law of conservation of energy when a radioactive nucleus undergoes the process known as beta decay. In 1932, Wolfgang Pauli proposed the existence of a convenient particle he called the neutrino, in order to account for the energy that was observed to be lost in this process. The elusive neutrino was eventually discovered experimentally over 2 decades later.